Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Let's jump in the Wayback Machine and dial up fall 1976. Now, just like this year, Election Day was on Tuesday, November 2nd, and Jimmy Carter would defeat Gerald Ford and ascend to the presidency. Big Jim Thompson would defeat Secretary of State Michael Howlett for the governorship of Illinois, and All in the Family topped the TV ratings. We were watching Taxi Driver, Rocky, and All the President's Men in the theaters. The Bears were 7-7, but Jack Pardee won Coach of the Year, I think in part because two of those seven victories were over the Packers. Artis Gilmore's first year here, he and the Bulls would make the playoffs, and the Blackhawks, well, not a memorable year. Me, I just been fired from WXRT for playing too much rock and roll and not enough fine rock. Back then, I think they wanted more Doc Watson and Ravi Shankar, and I was more in tune with the Nuge and the Stones. Eh, whatever. So I made a brief return to one of my old haunts, 94.7 WDAI, or I happened to encounter this group from the Northeast, you know, just another band out of Boston. Had several fun encounters with these guys, but let's listen to a song that, well, I really do get more than a feeling for every time I hear it, simply because it's just a great song. Here's Boston on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Yeah.
More Than a Feeling from that still amazing debut album by Boston. Over 17 million sold to date. Hey, I think that qualifies it for somebody liked it status, right? So I'd met them that fall, and they were back in the spring. And of course, by then, I was at KQX. And they were headlining their own tour because by then, this phenomena called Boston had really taken off. Now, Tommy Scholz was a big, tall guy, but pretty laid back. And by this time, the story was out that he'd been working on this musical project for over 5 years. He said he was just working at his own pace in his basement studio, trying to get it just right. Looks like he did. He credited the song Walk Away Renee by The Left Banke as More Than a Feeling's main inspiration. Now, these guys had all been playing for a while, but the sweeping success of this debut album pretty much blew everybody away, from Scholz to the record company to everybody around him. I have to say, though, seeing them up close and personal 3 or 4 times in that first year, the worst behavior could probably have been best described as being giddy. These guys were just laughing a lot and having a lot of fun. What do they say in rock and roll band? No, we didn't have much money. We barely made enough to survive. But when we got up on stage and got ready to play, the people came alive. So true. Scholz is the only one still attached to the Boston label. Lead singer Brad Dell passed away a few years ago. Barry Goudreau, drummer Sib Hashin, who was a really funny guy, and Fran Sheehan no longer play or tour. A magical period with a magical band whose music certainly has stood the test of time. Boston, More Than a Feeling. Well, that's Yeah Baby Tunes for now. Hope you'll keep following us on Twitter and check us out here on the web or on Facebook. Thanks. We'll see you again for Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels.